to another goddamn new year. And outside, 2 million drunk Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, orange with celebration. No wonder if you're out there. The third bottle of bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom! How's Washington? The party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself that I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
You're not wearing your headphones, silly goose. Can you hear now?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. We're doing a little operation, get some new headphones in the station. So we're kind of rocking and rolling all over the place. But that's okay. We'll get that fixed maybe eventually. It's kind of like a puzzle. Do you guys like puzzles?
I don't.
Love
you
puzzles.
Don't? Love. Oh, Adriana, X-nay on the puzzles. Amanda loves puzzles. What are Spencer's thoughts on puzzles?
Love puzzles.
Cool. So that's three to one. Yeah. Sorry, Adriana. But yeah, we're doing a little puzzle over here. Welcome to this edition of 88 Miles Per Hour Snow Show.
Snow show.
We decided to have a snow show instead of a no show. Haha. Although, as always, I am grossly impressed with how good Tufts is at getting rid of snow.
Yeah, so we only get one day.
It's a bummer. We get gypped. But anyways, you're listening to 88 Miles Per Hour on 91.5 WMFO. We have a lot of fun stuff. We have a lot of snow-themed songs coming at you. Who knows what that will bring? Amanda's laughing at me. She has a lot of snow songs. We just listened to The Ice of Boston by The Dismemberment Plan. Classic. And I think up next, we'll keep going with another snow song, and hopefully we'll be a little more prepared. This is so funny to watch. It's like, how many college students does it take to fix some headphones? Four. Actually, we haven't succeeded yet, so I can't even
more,
say.
Yeah.
Probably more. Come in, call. We need help. Help us. Please, please send help or call in.
This headphone got split up.
Oh goodness. All right, I'm gonna go mediate. Here's some more tunes.
Ah! said it's hard that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say.
Hello. We're back.
Woohoo!
And with new working headphones. Life is good. Thank you, Spencer.
Fixed.
He just gave a smug smile. anyways, so now that we're all back up and running, we're here with Spencer and Adriana today.
Hello.
Hey.
Our lovely friends. Apparently we have some over-unders today, not brought to you by me, which is exciting.
Brought
so
by Amanda this time.
By Amanda and Adriana,
all
yeah.
Right. All right. Ready? Over-under for, like, the snowball makers, you know, the little scoopy things?
Oh.
Yeah. Over-underrated.
Over.
All right, you gotta back it up.
Oh.
Can you just say?
Gotta back
you,
it
like,
up.
Go around the room.
No.
Okay. Sorry. I'm kind of new with this. Okay. They're overrated because make your own snowball. Because we have hands.
Opposable thumbs.
God gave us hands to
if
make
you
snowballs.
Lose your, one of your hands, I think you can get a snowball maker. Okay. But besides that, make your own snowball.
Will they still be tricky because aren't they kind of like scissors? Like, don't you need both hands for them anyways, right?
Then either way. Just are useless.
Okay.
Come on, like, it's like how, like, technology is trying to come in there. Like, it's not even that advanced technology, but it's just like, come on, kids, you can make a little ball. You got this, I believe.
All right. Spencer?
Yeah, I have to agree. That was a compelling argument.
Thank you.
Pretty overrated.
True.
Like, you know, you're at a store and you see that. Like, why? What compels you to buy it?
How much do you think they are?
Probably
too,
like,
much.
Yeah, probably too much, but not more than $10. Maybe under $5. I don't know anything about it.
Now, if there's one that, like, makes one and then, like, I don't know, automatic,
yeah,
like, snowball
that
maker,
too,
that
yeah.
would be cool.
That'd,
like a whole
that'd
machine,
be
worse. Little Gatling gun
like
or something.
Like a tennis ball, like, shooter thing. Then
that
you got something.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pelts people.
I'd buy that.
Okay. All right. Emma?
I agree. I think they're overrated, except if you're, like, in a snowball war and you gotta, like, quickly make some snowballs.
Right.
You just kinda, like, chunk, you know, and you go,
right. That's true.
I don't know. That I could see that as an advantage in a snowball war.
Right. I'm there with you. I feel like if the consistency of the snow isn't good enough and you need a little help packing, you know?
Okay.
I feel like it could be useful then. Also, yeah, if you wanted to make a bunch before and then just have it in the stash. But you could do that with your hands.
Also true. So
Probably a little overrated.
Fair enough.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Adriana, did you have one for us?
Yes. I just want to tell you, advance is very bad. Because, like, I don't think it, like, makes sense for this, but I, like, was just thinking about it because snow, but, like, icicles. Because
icicles. Like
legit icicles. Like, I know they exist, and it's, like, not like we can get rid of them or something. But, like, I feel like they're not used a lot. Like, we use snow for, like, snowball fights.
We don't make them.
But, like, we use snow for snowballs. We just, like, leave the icicles, and I feel like they have so much potential to be more.
Like a weapon? I don't
know. Yeah, what are you looking to use them for?
I don't know, but, like, I just feel like there's something there that we're missing.
Interesting. I have to think about this.
I'm trying to think of useful ways you could use them.
Like,
I was the kid who would go around, like, pulling off the building to, like, lick on them. Like,
right,
obstacles.
Or it was just, I was
like,
just,
like,
to marvel
that
at
That was
them.
Fun, yeah, and, like, I don't know.
I think there's some
cool
art
they,
we can make with
it.
Something with, combine it with snowmen making.
You know what, I'll go with underrated, because they're very pretty, and you can just appreciate
really
that for what it's worth, and not do anything
and
with them.
Yeah, maybe not do anything. Good one.
Thanks, guys.
I think that was good.
No.
You tried, Adriana.
Thanks,
that's all that matters. Spencer, do you have anything to add?
Only that my mom was very worried that I was going to get hit by icicles falling on my head as a young child.
I think my mom also probably would have been concerned about that.
It feels like a mom thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe they know something we don't know.
I think my dad would, like, pick off one and, like, put it in the freezer, and then it'd be, like, summertime. Mm-hmm. Be like, look, or, like, a snowball.
Yeah,
like,
that's
oh,
cool.
We have a snowball.
Then what do you do with it?
Like, throw it at someone.
Throw the
icicle. How confused would you be if you're, like, walking outside on a, like, summer's day and someone
pool.
Pelts you with a snowball?
You gotta admire the long con there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, though, you could just say, like, ice in a blender. I know that's cheating.
That's
but then you
totally
could just,
cheating.
I'm just saying you could do that. I'm just saying that they can get it from there. I'm sorry.
Okay. Snow cones. Overrated, underrated. Ooh.
Overrated.
I've never been a snow cone person.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. You know, people have different opinions. We're all friends here. I like snow cones.
Oh, okay.
I like snow cones too, but like it's not ice cream. Mm.
Yeah. I prefer ice cream.
Fair. I don't know. There's a street near my street.
An adjacent there's
a close nearby street. There's a nice, cute little like family snowball stand.
Okay.
And they have marshmallow, like toppings and that kind of stuff. And
with the snow cone marshmallow toppings.
It's really good.
What? That's interesting.
And then we went long enough that they gave it to us for free. So.
Oh wow.
That's cool.
So you got like the nostalgia going.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have that. To me, it's just ice. Yeah.
Flavored ice.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, we have more snow tunes.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay.
Okay.
Become love. Quiet kind of failure. It's a trickle down the drain. It's your confidence that's slipping, and it's driving you insane. Wishing for some leverage that'll make an appeal. For a little more insisting, but that's how most people feel. Motion disaster, but it's nothing you can hear. It robbed you of your sight line, but it only brought you tears. Said a man my father's age, he was lucky to be there at the end of working days, so our troubles weren't his care. Into a cold blue. There's a sign outside your house now, though you've been here all these years. They come to change the locks out, but you've been here all these years. You've been here all these years. Been here all these years. Been here all these years. Been here all these years.
Amanda's flustered.
As wasn't over.
Oh, sorry. We can listen to the end of it if
nah,
you really.
Nah, it's okay. It was pretty slow.
All right. Anyways, we're running out of snow tunes to play. Maybe not sure. Who knows what will happen moving forward? But in the meantime, we listen to "I Smell Winter" by the House Martins, "Snow" by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. White Winter
Hymnal.
Do you pronounce the N?
It's a hymn.
Hymnal. Hymnal. Actually, if you guys want to have a fun fact, my mom sent me today my like standardized testing from second grade. And I was above average in everything except spelling.
Good, Emma.
I was almost below average in spelling.
Why did she send you that?
Because she found it and made her laugh because I'm notoriously horrible at spelling.
Good.
So nothing has changed, in case anyone wanted to know.
Thanks for keeping us updated.
You're welcome.
At least you're consistent.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we have to share the icicle opinion.
Oh, yeah. Icicles apparently can be used as drink stirrers.
Yeah. Ooh. So that's a pro for icicles.
That's a pro for icicles, I guess. Yes, we also listened to A Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bengals, a good throwback
to the 80s,
and Field of Snow by Tall Heights, which we just listened to, which I enjoyed and accidentally cut off rudely. My bad. I think unnamed guest number one is here.
She's supposed to be coming in right
any
now.
Second. Yep. Is that the door I hear?
Hello.
Knock, knock.
How are you tonight?
Oh, it's so nice to have you here again every week. Such a pleasure. You know, how did you make it here with the snowstorm?
No, I really had to try hard.
I'm so happy you're here.
Yes, I did make it happen. I've got some really important information about space heaters for you tonight. It's all about safety tips when you have space heaters, because, you know, if in your dorm or something in these cold months. So space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. Uh-oh. So it's very important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. And space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. Thank you. This is a message from your fire safety minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, unnamed guest number
You're
one.
You're very welcome.
Always
very welcome.
Just always so pleasant to have you on. We appreciate
Stay
it.
Stay safe.
Thank you. I don't have a space heater, but to all of you who do.
Then stay warm then.
Yeah. All right. Any thoughts on space heaters, folks? Crickets. Okay. more music it is.
always leaving early and sleeping late.
For me, for you, I'm just too The words you say got me on my knees like a begging man. I'm searching for peace, and I thought I'd find it in the wrong place. Oh no, not again. Avoiding this space where there once was love, but that's all dried up. Now I'm feeling fine. This all in my mind. I'm just focused on the man I've become. What you make when you're all alone and you're feeling down, oh, then will you be? It's not so easy, just breathe. Come on, you can't keep killing yourself. It's not so easy, just breathe. Come on, let's go discover unknown.
Hello.
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 We listened to some more songs.
We did indeed.
We listened to Me and Magdalena by the Monkees.
Classic.
Classic. Apparently that song is played in our suite all the time.
A lot.
Maybe it was kind of like a subconscious pick.
Probably.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
I don't know. She puts it on a lot.
She does.
Roommate.
Kat does put it on a lot. Shout out to Kat. And then we listened to The Beautiful Santa Fe by Beirut. Mm-hmm. Somebody Soon by Harlem. Silver Lining by Evan Wise.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. And that was just Nerves off of Fourth Wanderer's EP Slop.
Woo.
Yes. It's currently 9:53. I think our energy level has depleted quite a lot since we started this adventure.
I haven't really been talking.
No, we've really...
Snow days are sleepy days.
Snow days are a sleepy day.
And Adriana and I worked real hard today.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half into a real big snowman.
We like committed way too hard into the snowman that we could not...
It was too big.
Finish on.
It was too big.
But we finished it, but like we should not have.
At one point we rolled the bottom part of it onto my foot and I was stuck. And
it got stuck.
It really got to the, I couldn't help push because it was a two-person job and I really thought we were going to have to call
somebody.
It was
like, you know when you're like a deer in headlights look? Like she just was like, Adriana, like I was like, do I have to temps you right now? Like what is happening?
It was a real possibility.
Wow.
Luckily, I was able to pull my foot out of the
boot. The foot is okay.
Could you imagine? Hi, what's your emergency? My foot stuck under a snowman's butt.
Pretty much sums up the day for me.
That's exactly.
So. Does the snowman have a name?
Ooh, we really need one.
Just curious.
I really like the name Marf. It's not
That's
a real
perfect.
Name, but
we're
like,
going with that.
I like been into snowman. That name lately. And
he's got your classic carrot nose, sunglasses, and then carrot hair,
and then
green pea mouth.
Green pea.
Oh, and
he's
Clementine
lying on a tree.
Buttons.
He's just lounging.
We had to dig into my fridge for all of the, because we didn't have any good rocks or anything.
Nice.
So. It worked.
Marf? Is that what you said?
Marf.
What is that? What was the inspiration on that one?
What does it mean?
It just came to me. I was doodling in class and I was like, I needed a name for something and I called it Marf and I like that name.
I think it's, no, it's not. I was going to say it's farm backwards, but it's not. So I'm going to stop talking.
I thought I couldn't spell, but
I tried.
I'm kidding. Marf, I like that. That's good. All right. Well, any last parting words, friends?
No. Be careful, those space eaters.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for them.
Drink some hot
They'll
chocolate.
Get ya.
Drink some hot chocolate would be so good.
Mm.
With an icicle.
Away.
With an icicle.
Lost Love, actually.
And some schmallows.
Like all I would do when I'm doing snow day.
Schmallows. All right. Well, we should probably stop talking. This isn't going well. You've been listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Medford.
Amanda, do you have our last song?
I do.
She does. Let's hear it.
Feels old, a young heart stuck in this dead city. She leans in close and says, I've got no money, I've got no time, I've got no place I call mine, but I've got New York. She says, well, there must be more than this. Yeah, I heard it, I seen it, I smell it now. Well, I feel it, it's like New York. On my mind, Berlin. On my mind, Paris, France. On my mind, it's like
not coming home. I guess there's too much to see. You know, once you get out, it becomes a disease. It's like New York on my mind, Berlin on my mind, Paris, France on my mind. It's like, and it feels
as we say.